This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Oh, we are up and running at 2 minutes after 1 o'clock. At least in the Eastern time zone. You might be listening at a different time, either live or on demand. Rewind on the Odyssey app. Good for you. Thank you. Mad Max is back in the house.
Rocking.
After taking a day off, probably to collect another paycheck. Is that true?
I got to stretch out the arm, Chris. Yep. I need some days off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I'm going to pay you the amount of money that we're paying you... the Blue Jays sign you, the Mets are still paying you, the Nationals are still paying you, the Rangers are still paying you. If we're going to break the bank to bring you in, we need you to be a little bit more diligent. We need you to just show up on days that you're not supposed to be here.
Need my rest.
No. You can go rest somewhere else. Go rest on somebody else's time. Anyway, it's good to see you, Mad Max. I don't think you're actually mad, except you know, when somebody calls up and makes a stupid point, which it does happen, believe it or not, on this show.
It does.
And
on
sometimes
occasion.
The host makes a stupid point, right?
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. All right, let's get to it right away. Obviously, we'll have plenty of NFL. All sorts of rumors and speculation about Marshon Lattimore. We started to get into that more in earnest yesterday, but we didn't have quite the amount of time. We do have more time today, and there's more speculation today, and we'll go through it. But first, I lead off with what an incredible atmosphere last night.
Great
at
game.
TD Garden in Boston. What a tremendous game. All I can say to you is this. You know, I know people are upset that the Americans did not win. Canada is still the pimp daddy of the NHL. And, you know, as I said yesterday, a win by USA or Team USA would basically say to the world, hey, we're on the same block. We're not better than you. I mean, for one night, we were better than you, but we're on the same block. But an overtime loss where Connor McDavid somehow, because Austin Matthews fell asleep after losing
Correct.
A faceoff.
Yep.
Where Connor McDavid is open, wide open in the high slot where he could, like, literally build a house.
Nobody's been more
right?
open.
If there's one guy you could not lose, one guy you could not lose, it was him. And they lost him.
Yep.
But by USA, Team USA, falling short in overtime, even as the quote-unquote home team, without Matthew Tkachuk for the entire third period – overtime, dominating overtime, and go figure hockey, right? Like that you would kick somebody's ass, dominate. Jordan Binnington was awesome, making save after save after save after save after save, including one on Matthews, actually more than one on Matthews, in really prime real estate. And then all of a sudden, boom. It turns that quickly. You lose a faceoff. Puck goes into the corner. Puck gets moved around from the corner boards. Perfect pass. Again, you lose Connor McDavid. I don't know how that happens, but I guess it happens. And he's wide open. Boom, snapshot. One-timer. Bang, it's over. They win. They get to celebrate. They get whatever medals. They get whatever cash prize that they're giving them. They get to raise their flag, so on and so forth. That being said, Team USA did not win that game, so therefore we cannot say they are in any way, shape, or form better than Canada. That we knew clear. I think even if they would have won that game, they were better that night, but that didn't mean that they were clearly better than Canada as a hockey country, what have you. But I will say, a loss in overtime and really the whole tournament and where Team USA and USA hockey has built itself from over, you know, many years, 30 plus years. You feel confident that, like, if you showed up in a subdivision, right? Let's just take a subdivision off of, I don't know, somewhere in Northern Virginia off of Braddock Road. I mean, I know them all because I drive through them all. You know, like when you get off the Beltway and you can take 620 east or west and it's Braddock Road and you could just take it forever and ever and ever. And it goes through, like, I don't know, like Burke and all sorts of other, you know, areas. Well, just pull off, go into a subdivision, right? And there's Team Canada's house. It's a nice looking house. Around here, probably cost you $1.5 million, $2 million. Not right next to it, but pretty close to it. Maybe two houses down. There's a $1 million home. Or a $1.2 million home. That's got a U.S. flag adorned on it. And obviously, we're being figurative in trying to explain. That's where Team USA is right now. That's where U.S. hockey is right now. That's where the United States is right now when it comes to hockey compared to Team Canada and Canadian hockey and just everything. I mean, I think that's fair. I think that's legit. Like, P.K. Subban and Mark Messier late last night, probably an hour or so after the game, I was watching all the post-game coverage. Somehow, I didn't fall asleep. And Steve Levy asked, like, hey, is Team USA now on the same level? And they were like, no, not at all. And then they went on to say, basically, well, yeah, they're real close. Well, yeah, of course they're real close. So much so that now every time they play in a major competition, they lose in overtime. Once to Crosby in the Olympics 13 years ago and once to McDavid. Right? They're not better than them. That is clear. You got to win the game. You can't do ultimately what they did in one bad moment. But they are right there. Like, so much so that if the right recipe works out and injuries and, again, the right team is constructed and Jordan Binnington doesn't just think that it's game 7 of the 2019 Stanley Cup final again in TD Garden like he did again last night, which he won for the St. Louis Blues a year after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. If everything works out, and that's a huge if, Team USA has more than a decent chance of competing for and or winning the gold medal in Italy next year. Now, will that happen? No idea. Again, a lot of things have to happen, not to mention there'll be more competition and more countries, and, you know, we'll see about what happens with Russia and so on and so forth. Don't want to get too far ahead. My point being is Team USA is not on the same foundation, if you will, the same plot of land that Team Canada is, but they're real close. They're two houses down. They're They're not a $1.5 million home. They're maybe like a $1.3 million home or something along those lines. Again, just using kind of like figurative kind of description. That's where they are. And there's no insult in that. There's no shame in that. And last night, regardless of who won, and you know, I said yesterday I was rooting for Team USA. I wanted them to win. I wanted them to win for selfish reasons. I want the United States to care more about hockey. I want the United States to be more involved in hockey outside of international competition and outside of the elevated buzz. I won't say a lot of buzz, the elevated buzz that the Stanley Cup playoffs provide. Because around here, and quite honestly, at these two stations, and it drives me absolutely certifiably bat-you-know-what insane, as soon as the Capitals are done, people go, oh, that's it, I'm done talking hockey, let me go talk about, some...
Training camp's coming up.
Yes, but let me go talk about some middling golf tournament that nobody cares about, nobody can stay awake for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As soon as the Capitals are done, nope. Wipe the hands of hockey. Last night and this tournament, the Four Nations face-off, hopefully is another jab, another injection of not only juice and energy into the sport, but also knowledge and passion and interest in the casual, in the non-moved fan base. Again, meaning, like, lots of people are Capitals fans. As soon as the Capitals are eliminated, they don't give a rat's ass. I'm fighting against that. Trust me, people. I guarantee you, in every reasonable measure, outside of stupid television ratings, which are inaccurate and always will be, I guarantee you, the NHL, hockey, is a better product to watch and to provide you entertainment than the college basketball tournament or the NBA tournament or playoffs. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. No, not every game is last night. No, not every set of games or series of games is the Four Nations face-off. I got it. But I promise you, something close, if not on par, with what you got over the last 10 days... And what you got last night is what the Stanley Cup playoffs are all about. Regardless of whether it's Vancouver versus Winnipeg or the Capitals versus the Rangers. Now, I know that's probably a bad example, being that the Rangers wiped the floor of the Capitals last year in the playoffs. But those games were competitive. The Rangers won all four of them. They were competitive. Maybe not the best example, but I was just trying to, you know, use, again, arbitrary examples, first thing that came to my mind. My point being is, don't let last night and the last 9 or 10 days be your invitation to not watch hockey again until the Italian Olympics. I forgot the...
It's on the tip of my tongue, and
yeah, I forgot the city that...
Milano Cortina?
Milano, there you go. Don't use that as an invitation to go, click, I'm done, I'll see you next February. Give it its due. Give it an opportunity to win you over if you're skeptical, if you're jaded, if you're kind of, I'll see, maybe, what have you. And here's the thing, okay? Jim Rome used to say this all the time. And you know, I'm not the biggest Jim Rome guy, but, you know, I respect what he's obviously done in the business, right? And he no longer, by the way, works with Odyssey. He used to, but they switched out him and Rich Eisen and so on and so forth and, you know, whatever. But Jim Rome would always say, and I don't know how much he said it in later years, but when I would listen more, and I was a young pup growing up in the business, younger pup, he would always say, listen, you can't listen for 15 minutes. He would say, give me 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks. Then tell me my show sucks. Then tell me my show is not for you. Give me 2 weeks. Now, is that a reasonable ask? No, probably not. Not in today's microwave fast button society. No attention paid, you know, kind of like loose focus society. But he would always say, give me 2 weeks before you made an arbitrary judgment, right? Fine. I'm not asking for 2 weeks. I guarantee you, even if you don't watch a single regular season game from now until mid-April, if you watch the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, I guarantee you, any game, any round, any series, you will be hooked. I guarantee you. It's not like what happened last night and over the last 9 or 10 days is better than the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's not true. Anybody that's saying that is lying to you. That is not true. And there's no conclusive proof of that. Trust me, I watch it all. The Stanley Cup playoffs are amazing. They're breathtaking. Now, not every game, every series, every spot is going to be like what you saw last night. But by and large, and you will see it from word one in the Stanley Cup playoffs in mid-April, and we're not even just talking about the Capitals. We're talking about everything else. It is breathtaking. It is astonishing. It is so much better than the media wants it to be. And the media, by not talking about it very much, controls the narrative of, you shouldn't watch that. You shouldn't care about that. No need, nothing to see over here. We'll let you know when it's important. Well, the media, and ESPN was obviously a huge part of this, they surrounded this Four Nations face-off. Now, again, it helps when the product is on your air, right? And it helps that it's kind of a dead zone of the sports calendar. I mean, there's college basketball and there's, you know, a little NBA and, well, now full back to the NBA. But the point being is there's no NFL, there's no college football, there's no baseball, right? So it's kind of like a perfect marriage. But the media, the mass media, by the amount of attention it gives on SportsCenter, on TV talking shows, on radio shows, what have you, they control the influence of how much you will buy into the sport. How much the casual fan, the non-ardent, the non-diehard will care. They do. Now, unfortunately, hockey still has to overcome that stigma of, it's hockey, nobody cares. It's, you know, all they do is fight. There's just a bunch of goons. I mean, hockey's done a great job the last 25, 30 years of building from a small niche sport to a national powerhouse. I mean, they're going to bring in $8 billion worth of revenue. Now, that's half of what the NFL brings in, but nothing to sneeze at there.
That's half of what the NFL brings in. That's a lot of money.
Right. I mean, in a crowded competitive marketplace, $8 billion is not nothing to sneeze at. Okay? Use that as your number. If you're going to say, well, nobody cares because the television ratings, which aren't even real, they're just arbitrary samples. Small, minute samples. That's all they are. Not digital. Not on the apps, i.e. the ESPN app or ESPN Go or whatever the hell they call it. I got them all. Not that. They can actually measure that. Just like we can measure on the Odyssey app. Right? We get a real number. Well, on ESPN last night, they're going to tell you today, the fast overnights, the early overnights or whatever, that, you know, 6.8 million people watched. Well, I mean, they have no idea whether it's 8 million people or 7.5 million people or 5.5 million people. They have no idea. What do you think? They go house to house, door to door, box to box? Of course they don't. It's just based on some outdated random statistical theory. You know? But the point being is, watch hockey, even now that the Four Nations face-off is over? Not because you feel like some sort of pressure from me or the hockey media or whatever, or because of any stupid reason. Watch hockey because it's earned your time. It's earned your entertainment dollar. It gives you, quite honestly, what the NBA and what college basketball does not give you. Don't wait another year. If you want to wait 2 months, listen, I mean, I'm not going to beat you up over that. I mean, I would be lying to you if I told you Sunday's Oilers-Capitals game is going to be as exciting as last night. Of course it's not. I mean, that's a chance, but of course it's not. But it's not like you're going to get one-tenth of what you got last night. All right, so anyway, I wanted to open up with some opening thoughts on the Four Nations face-off finale going into overtime. You know, listen, if you're looking for me to be Grant Paulson and be Mr. American and, oh, my gosh, you know, at least it wasn't Sidney Crosby and at least it wasn't, you know, I'm so bummed for the Americans. That's not me. That's not me. I mean, I was honest with you and I'm an American and I was pulling more for America, but I have an affinity towards Canada. Always have, always will. I was happy for them. I can be an adult and congratulate them. And say, it sucks that Team USA didn't win, but I'm not going to be mad that Team USA didn't win. I'm frustrated that they didn't cover Connor McDavid in the biggest moment of the series, but, you know, okay. I mean, that's maybe Austin Matthews for you. Maybe that's why the Toronto Maple Leafs stink in the playoffs every year. Maybe. But the point being is, last night was great for hockey. Last night was still great for Team USA and U.S. hockey, and last night should build you a bridge into turning in and tuning in more often than, hey, I'm done with this now. I'm going to wait another year until the Italy Olympics. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Friday afternoon. If you want to weigh in on any of that, go right ahead. 301-230-0980. The Wiz back in action tonight. All sorts of NFL rumors and speculation will attack it all right here on the Team 980 and always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There's big news in the entertainment, hospitality, restaurant business. Did you hear this on D-Day's news on
no.
Coach Sheehan's show?
I didn't get a chance to hear that.
Oh, no, I'm going to have it for you. I am going to have it for you. The National Start. Let me say this in English again because he's only a radio broadcaster. The National starts playing spring training games tomorrow. And you can hear it right here on the Team 980.
That's right.
105 tomorrow and Sunday because the Caps are playing afternoon matinees over on 106.7.
That's right.
And tomorrow is against the Houston Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, doubt it will work out this way because, you know, it's early in spring training. Possibility that the Nationals will see Juan Soto in a Mets uniform for the first time.
Yes.
And that game's also on television, whereas tomorrow is exclusive only on the Team 980. So you got both games, 105, on the Team 980 this weekend. Make sure you check it out with Dave and Charlie behind the mic as they begin a new season in the Grapefruit League. All right. Again, Max, you're a diehard Caps fan. I know that.
Correct.
Are you a casual NHL fan, or are you a pretty significant in your mind NHL fan?
See,
and it's okay one way or the other.
I'll put I will watch hockey all the time. Like it's whenever if my choice hockey or basketball, I'm throwing hockey on.
Good man.
So, but I would still call myself like a hockey casual.
Okay.
Sort of. Like I watch
the
games.
So you're kind of like in between.
Yeah, I watch the games, but I'm not like tapped into literally everything going on in the league.
And listen, neither am I. It's impossible for me to focus and do what we have to do.
There are 30-something teams.
And for me to know, like, the Vancouver Canucks roster very well, okay?
Right.
I mean, it's just impossible, okay? But I guess where I'm getting at is when the Capitals get eliminated, and hopefully it's not in the first round this year, does hockey go for you, or are you still likely to, at least, maybe not every game, maybe not every night, but, you know, you on a Wednesday night, you might see, Boston and Tampa going at it in the second round of the playoffs, and you might watch that.
It depends on how gut-wrenching the Caps loss is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really bad, it'll take me like a week to kind of get back on the horse.
That's fine.
But when we got swept by the Rangers last year, that did not at all preclude my desire to continue to watch hockey because I anticipated we were going to get smoked that series, right. And there were a lot of great teams last year.
Yeah, and they got smoked in terms of the four games
the four
to none.
Games, yeah,
like
they were competitive,
final.
You're right.
They were competitive though. I mean, they were competitive. Okay, that's that, and to me, That's totally fine. Now, I will watch more hockey than the average bear in April and May and June.
Yeah.
But that's because I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I can watch any game, any series, anytime, anywhere. Sometimes I have to watch other things because that's more important to my job, quite honestly.
Correct.
You know, I mean, even a Nationals game in early April, in some ways, is more important to my job than watching every minute of, you know, the Rangers and you know, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
You know, but damned if I will not go back and forth, like, every chance I get. Like, hockey just does not end when the Capitals end, basically, is the point. It's a passion of mine, right? So I guess what the NHL is hoping for, and what ESPN and ABC and TNT, and TNT has the Stanley Cup Finals, which kind of sucks because you have all this momentum, right? And people just, again, wrongly, measure everything by television ratings, and you're going to be on cable exclusive this year. Like, so you don't have the opportunity to build from this momentum by at least being on ESPN and ABC in the finals, okay? You would be on ESPN a lot during, and you will be, during the Stanley Cup playoffs, during the first three rounds. But in the Cup Finals, that's exclusive to TNT. So they don't have, like, there's a difference, quite honestly. Even in 2025, being on, you know, we refer to 106.7 as the big stick, right?
Sure.
There's a difference between being on ABC 7, NBC 4, WUSA 9, and Fox 5, as opposed to being on TNT or USA Network or wherever. There just is a big, big difference. So that's going to hurt some of the momentum that the NHL has gathered here. But what I'm curious from your end is this. Now that, for those of you that saw this tournament, any part of it, did you walk away going, I have to watch more hockey, even if it's not the Capitals? See, I sense that around here, because there were no Capitals players, and because it wasn't the Capitals, that not as many people cared. Like, I'd be curious, even though they're arbitrary, and even though they're fraudulent, in my opinion, I would be curious to see how the Washington, D.C. metered market ratings ranked compared to other big cities, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Buffalo is not a big city, but it's a great hockey city. Detroit, Chicago, what have you. I'd be very curious about that because no Capitals flavor, I think, hurt some people around here, quite honestly.
I could definitely see it hurting, but at the same time, I would make the argument that it's fun to watch two teams or two great teams with no players on my team go at it because then I don't have to worry about anybody potentially getting hurt.
That is a very good point. That is a very good point. We'll let that marinate. If you want to jump in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I've got some news for you on the U.S. and Canada and the Four Nations face-off right here, right now, and then we'll do the rest of the trending alert. All right, we're going to get into plenty of other things. I just wanted to open up with the NHL Four Nations face-off. And yes, I'm a hockey snob, so I'm going to shout from the very highest mountain that I could climb that hockey's great. It was great before last night. It was awesome last night. It's way better than you know and think, and you should give it a shot if you haven't. And if you've turned your mind, just because the media doesn't talk about it, you know, because the media largely ignores it, you shouldn't just automatically assume that you're going to get more entertainment watching the NBA playoffs or the college basketball tournament than you will the Stanley Cup playoffs or, again, last night, just because that's what people tend to watch more of. Again, there's lots of reasons for that. If you're looking for the better product, the more entertaining product, you don't have to look any further. It was on your television last night. It'll be on your television in mass in mid-April. I promise you. I promise you. And again, you want to say that's me being arrogant? Fine. You could think that. You're wrong. I know. And I also know that we shouldn't trust, again, the American television viewing audience to determine what is good and what is not good. Now, I mean, obviously, like, you have to kind of play into some of the numbers and data and whatnot, right? American Idol, like, for example, right? Like, American Idol, a lot of people loved American Idol in its heyday. Okay. Didn't mean it was the greatest show on planet Earth just because a lot of people loved it, right? It just didn't mean that. So the NBA playoffs, the NCAA tournament can be highly rated, but lesser entertainment, lesser quality. And if you're wondering why I'm choosing this branch to move out on, it's because I fear, quite honestly, now that the Four Nations face-off is over, people go click. And we go right back to our regularly scheduled programming. And I have a forum, whether you like it or not, where I'm paid to give my opinions. And my opinion is, people, trust me on this, your life will be more enriched by watching the NHL. That's me. Now, I can't make you do anything. You do you. You do you. All right. We have all sorts of other news coming in. The NFL, by the way, this just in, has officially launched an investigation into Ravens place kicker Justin Tucker for sexual misconduct. Right when we got off the air yesterday, we found out that it was somewhat expected. It was more expected that he was not going to be in Dallas, but it was somewhat expected that he was going to retire. Zach Martin is going to retire. He informed Jerry Jones and the team of that yesterday. I'll tell you why that's not such a great thing for the Cowboys coming up. We will get, obviously, more into the NFL, but if you want to talk about the Four Nations face-off last night and this notion that I've cooked up in my mind, and it's not the first time, that, again, when you see the NHL at its very best, again, I'm not talking about a rando Tuesday night, you know, the Utah Hockey Club versus the San Jose Sharks. Although I could watch that, I realize not everybody's going to watch that. And I realize that's not going to be the same level of competition. But I guarantee you, while maybe it'll be a little sloppy tomorrow afternoon, if you tune into that Caps-Penguins game at 3:30, I guarantee you, you will see some just heart-stopping action. You know, it's I love the Daytona 500, but it's not. You know, it's not that, right? Like in stock car racing, they're always waiting for the big one and for the exhilarating rush to the green, white, checkered.
There were multiple big ones in Daytona this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there always is, right? And it's always in the last couple laps that it sets the field ablaze. But my point being is the rest, a lot of the time, you're just kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
And I like NASCAR. I'm not criticizing. That's the sport. I don't feel like you get that in the NHL. In college basketball, in the NBA, you get just a lot of brick central because teams are trying to shoot from three. And certainly I understand the analytics and the numbers and scoring and this, that, and the other thing. You get a lot of bad shooting, one. Or off shooting, poor shooting. You get a lot of turnovers. You get a lot of timeouts. You get a lot of fouls. You have no flow. Both college basketball and the NBA. It's very, 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 very difficult to watch one of those two sports down the stretch of a reasonably close game and expect any flow, or expect any kind of pulsating action like you got last night. Right? And we weren't even just talking about overtime. I mean, I'm talking about in the third period and really throughout the game. Again, I understand last night was a little bit of an anomaly. It was a little bit cranked up a notch okay. You might not get that on Tuesday night, you know, Seattle Kraken versus the LA Kings, but you'll get that a lot with the NHL. And I promise you, if you like flow and rhythm, you'll never go, oh my God, put toothpicks in my eyes so we can get through all of these freaking timeouts and all of these missed free throws and all of these fouls and all of these instant replay challenges. Because watching an NBA or a college basketball game that's reasonably close down the stretch is really hard to do. It's not fun. It's not fun. If you like, I don't know, like flow and action and drama and, you know, like actual things instead of, you know, watching an official come over to the scorer's table, you know, with a half-balding dome and going, we've determined number 23 knocked the ball out of no. All right. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Ian in Vienna here, and then we'll certainly move along because I can see you guys are not really that into what we got last night and what it means moving forward for the NHL. So I get the message, but we'll see what Ian has to say. What's up, Ian? How are you?
Soccer, it's free flowing. It's not stop and start like an NFL game or an NBA game, etc. But I just think sometimes we try to say, "Oh my God, that was the best thing ever." Everybody's going to get into it. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. I just think it's okay to admit it's a niche sport. I'm a tennis player. I love tennis. I know every time the heyday of Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, will this grow the sport? But it's not going to grow it more than what it normally kind
right.
of is.
It's a short-term boost, basically, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do we go from making something a niche sport to part of the everyday, all-the-time fabric? Because I view the NHL as more than a niche sport, but a lot of people, and it sounds like yourself, view it as still a niche sport. I don't know. I don't know if it's fair to call it a niche sport when, again, the revenues are going to be $8 billion. I understand it's not for everyone, but my job also is, hey, man, how do I try and open up people's eyes so that they change their perspective, so that they will give it a shot when their favorite team isn't on or playing, when their favorite team is eliminated from the playoffs? You know, how do I do that when it's not the Olympics, when it's not Team USA versus Canada? So I don't have any other way other than to try and either educate or, and maybe I'm turning people off. I don't know.
So that's obviously a much larger and long form question of how to take a niche sport to a mainstream sport. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think we've seen the rise of the NFL cannibalize the entire sports calendar. Hmm. You could even make an argument that baseball has become not a niche sport, but a regionalized sport. It's not discussed nationally the way football is. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Take your ratings on talking about the backup tight end for Washington versus your ratings of all the other sports combined, and it's not even debatable.
You know what, Ian? We're going to find out how niche baseball has become, if it has become niche or regional or whatever. I mean, you saw the news, ESPN and baseball, they're getting a divorce. They're done after this year, unless something changes. We're going to find out real quickly how baseball does surviving on Amazon Prime.
I think baseball will always do well regionally. If you're a Cardinals fan, a Cubs fan, Yankees fan, Brewers fan, you go to the game, you watch it day to day, but not from a national perspective. But sometimes I don't know. Like I think sometimes people want to say, oh, you got to get into hockey, or I'm a soccer fan too. People are like, oh, you got to get into soccer. Sometimes it's okay to just live in the ecosphere you live in. And the other thing I think that hurts hockey is the barrier to entry for day-to-day people to play is sky high.
Yes,
so
correct.
When your kids don't play,
correct,
That's the one thing that benefits soccer. Every parent,
I agree,
regardless if they love or hate soccer, their kids play soccer.
Totally
hockey,
agree.
I live in Vienna. It is the richest of rich who play ice hockey.
I
That's going to limit your fan base right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done. No doubt about it. And it's a point that obviously has been made a lot of times, but you are correct. Four of, I think, the six richest counties in America are Northern Virginia based. And that, yeah, ice hockey is popular in a lot of those pockets because, you know, they have the resources and they have the funding to rent ice time at 6 a.m. or to get all the equipment or what there is. And not only that, but to go to games. There's no doubt about it. Thank you. I appreciate it. 150 Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're with you. We've got a bunch of NFL stuff that I want to get to. Again, I mean, I'm not stupid. I know where the bread is buttered. The Commanders are making a lot of headlines without doing anything. And I want to dive into some of it coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, a little Steve Miller Band for you coming back. We'll make the quick turn to 2 o'clock here and the 2 o'clock hour. We'll have lots of NFL content. Don't worry, it's coming. Including what ESPN is calling a daring, bold move for the Commanders. And what one prominent NFL reporter / insider is saying that the Commanders are not likely to do. Hint, hint, it's what we've been saying all along. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. All right, along with Mad Max, your call's coming up. I see you, Marcus and Brandywine. Just going to take me a couple of minutes to just set up what we're going to be doing a lot of the 2 o'clock hour. We're free and clear. I don't think I'm... you guys know I don't do a lot of guests. Occasionally, I'll call one of my friends if it fits. I guess maybe we could squeeze somebody in maybe in the 3 o'clock hour. I haven't determined that yet. But, you know, for the most part, I just like to hear my own voice. And I like to hear Max. And sometimes, depending on who you are, I like to hear from you. At 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.